earth, and sky.
The test is being done with a clear medical reason, and the patient can expect any benefit from that based on getting a diagnosis or being treated, then that benefit will easily outweigh the small radiation risk.
You're listening to Dr. Reza Fazel, a cardiologist at Emory University in Atlanta, talking about the millions of people each year who get medical imaging tests such as CT or CAT scans. In a recent study, Fazel used claims data from an insurance company to get an estimate of how much radiation the average patient in the United States is exposed to from medical imaging.
The majority of people are getting pretty low doses for medical imaging, but about 2% of the population got higher doses that were concerning. And, you know, that may sound like a small proportion, but translated to the U.S. general population, it translates to about 4 million people getting these kinds of doses.
That's why Dr. Fazel cautioned imaging tests such as whole body CAT scans for screening healthy people might not be worthwhile.
There's absolutely no evidence that that, you know, leads to any health benefit doing that test, and you're getting significant doses of radiation from that test. So that would be a good example of, you know, types of testing that we should avoid.
More interviews with scientists at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.